to the KRDO newsline right now. We want to welcome to the show ABC News correspondent based in London, Tom Rivers. And Tom, we're here to talk about a very sober and somber milestone, the EU, European Union, surpassing 500,000 COVID-related deaths.
Exactly. Yeah, more than 500,000 people lost their lives in the group, consisting these days of 27 countries, with the departure last year of the UK. And it's kind of a, if you will, a report card time and how well they've handled the pandemic. Initially, they said, let's combine all of our resources, our intelligence. Let's try to make large purchases on behalf of all of the countries, and then we can dole them out accordingly. In the end, it turns out the bureaucracy, the mechanism, really kind of gummed things up. They're about a month behind the UK, which is acting on its own as far as getting the vaccines out there. And they're really, really slow. And the European Union Commissioner President, Ursula von der Leyen, has said, look, we really have to get on the ball here. We could have done better. We have time to get better. But it's not a glowing assessment at this stage.
Yeah, and one thing that we know has been a difference, especially comparing the EU bloc to Britain, has been some of the vaccine rollouts and EU leadership's looking at some new plans to try and help bridge that gap and keep pace, if you will.
Yeah, they've kind of really been putting the fire under the feet of the manufacturers. There were some problems, for instance, with AstraZeneca. They had promised a lot more than they have delivered to this point. And they really say, look, it's production problems. It's we've encountered some issues we didn't think we were going to have. Yes, we want to get this stuff out to you as quickly as possible. And they're going to try to remedy and tweak some of the issues in the pipeline. But no, simply they're lacking a lot of the product out there. And, you know, it eventually is going to get there. They're going to turn it on and really go with it. But at this stage, they should have been further along than they really are.
And certain countries, it seemed like, were on track to really handle the vaccination rollout really well. I'm thinking of Germany, and yet now leaders seeming to admit that they blew it.
Well, exactly, and that's a problem. It's one size fits all, and you got a big industrial might of, say, Germany. They didn't do that well. And then you got some of the, you know, smaller countries that really don't have that strength of industrial input, say some of the Mediterranean countries, members for the EU. So, yeah, it's a real mixed bag out there. Some countries, too, feeling the frustration. Hungary had said, you know, thank you. We're part of the group. We're doing our thing. We're going to shoot off and get our own stuff, okay? Kind of like what some of the states, I guess, in the U.S. have been toying with as well. So, yeah, there's a real, if you will, state versus federal, if you will, kind of a animosity going on currently in the European Union.
Yeah, this is definitely fascinating to watch. And finally, talk to me a little bit about the clinical trial network that the EU is launching to try and help get the approval process that much quicker across the bloc.
Yeah, they're trying to speed things up. You know, they're doing things very, very properly, et cetera, et cetera. But there certainly have got to be ways of saying, look, other countries are going through the same thing, and they seem to be signing off on the vaccines quicker than the collective group of the European Union. So there's got to be some ways of streamlining it. They're looking at it right now and saying, yes, we want it to be safe and effective, but we want to get that engine working so it happens much sooner than it has so far. They're trying various things right now as we speak to get that to happen.
All right. Tom Rivers, always a pleasure to hear your perspective on things, especially bringing us what's going on with the coronavirus vaccine rollout worldwide. Thanks so much.
Take care.